And when he gets on, I'll mute out unless he asks me to just because of the giggles in the background.
Oh, sure, no problem. But he knows you'll be there in the background, correct?
I'm going to wait. I'll say hi and all that.
Oh, good, good, okay.
He said he's logging on right now.
Oh, very good.
Yay. So did you get a chance to look through the website a little bit?
I did. I listened to that talk that you suggested. I thought that was quite fascinating. Yeah, I was very fascinated by what she had to share. It was really quite inspiring.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite videos. Sharon Lecter is just amazing. Everything that they put together, I mean, it's really I haven't seen anything like it in my years of traveling and doing business conferences. So
yeah, it certainly sounds like it's quite special.
Yeah.
And I'm totally intrigued by the fact that it's his dad that wrote the curriculum for the S training, is that right?
I think so. We have to ask him. I think so.
I gotta ask him. Because I took S when I was actually 13.
You and my husband have something in common. He did it, I think, when he was 8.
Oh, no way! When he was 8? Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's pretty cool. But he didn't grow up in New York City, did he?
He didn't. Oh, what? Oh, hi, Bernie.
Hey,
Bernie.
I was on our line. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
No problem.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Amy here, and I'm going to just let you guys get started. I have little guy in the background, so I said I would mute it, but I would take notes of anything that you said, Bernie, that you want me to do, and I'm here if you need it.
So let me tell me a little bit about what you're trying to build and where you are at the moment, and just tell me about your business and what your needs are and all that, so I'd really understand that.
Okay. Great. Well, I have to ask you a quick question first, though. I understand from Keith that your dad wrote the curriculum for the S training. Is that true?
Well, he was there in the first 90 days in Emeryville.
Oh.
And he wrote the bed of it. And then he left it to a team that he had put together under Werner and went
to
John Hanley and wrote John Hanley's programs on LifeSpring. And Tom had come from a trainer named Alexander Everett, or Werner Erhard had, and Werner wanted to keep the kind of confrontation that kind of tore the personality down to rebuild it into a self. And Dad wanted a kind of model where self-esteem was something you only poured more of into the glass, but you never took any out. And so
I like that much better.
Philosophies, and he brought Dad back and changed his program to what Dad wanted the original when he did Landmark.
Huh. Oh, neat. Well, I was just telling Shannon that I actually took EST when I was 13.
Yeah, what did you take?
A long time ago. I don't think Werner was there. It was 1976 in New York City.
It was really big then, and he was not teaching a lot of them because he was he primarily taught in San Francisco. He taught, but he had facilitators all over the world teaching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Huh. Neat. Well, so to answer your questions, what I am working on right now is I created an organic farm-based learn-by-doing wellness retreat for women. And I did the pilot program last season, and half of the women were veterans. And this season, I've changed the format just a bit in that it's a residential, so five-night, five-day program, so they get to stay with me and eat all the organic food as well as the program. Last season, it was just a Monday through Friday, so they went home and came back. So basically what I'm looking to do, and I can tell you more details about the program, but I'm looking to fill the seats. That's my main objective right now because the participants told us that last season's experience was life-changing for them, and I definitely saw that in the results that occurred after they were done and have continued since then, which is now about 9 months later. And so getting the word out and looking at the best ways to get people signed up is where my attention is focused right now.
Well, what is the what's the deadline for the event?
So I have 8 different ones, actually. The first one starts on summer solstice, June 21st. And then there'll be 2 in July, 3 in August, and 2 in September. So I have 8 different choices.
And how many do you need to attend them to be okay financially?
Right. So my goal is to have 6 per program. I will do the program if I can even have 2, but I would ideally like to have 6 per program.
And what do you tell them they are going to pay, and what are they going to get for their money?
Okay. So the cost is $1,500. So they get the lodging, all the food, and the program, which is 3 main components, really. There's organic gardening, so there's the horticulture therapy benefits to mind, body, spirit, and that's being taught by my partner, Dave, who is an organic farmer and has the farm. And the second piece is a life coaching with horses experience, which is a day long, and that is designed to help them really understand how they show up and give them feedback, you know, from the perspective of a horse, with the assistance of life coaches. And then the third component is a mindfulness practice. So we do a daily mindfulness practice starting off each morning and then build upon that as we go through. And so those are the 3 core pieces of it, and there's a lot more to it. So they'll learn about how to prepare organic food. They'll experience juicing. We will have some field trips. We're going to an herbalist to do an herb walk and make herbal first aid kits. So there's a lot of different wellness tools that will be shared, so different people coming in to present energy healing and doing a demonstration. Somebody's going to come talk about acupuncture and do a demonstration, so showing various different holistic health tools that can be very supportive in making lifestyle changes for people so that they can really start to step into who they truly are and, you know, improve whatever things they want to work on. So it's going to be different for each person. Mostly I'm looking for women that are seeking a profound shift in their life, some sort of a transformation. It could be around health. It could be, you know, maybe they're an empty nester and they're looking at what's the next step. They're changing their relationships, changing careers. I experienced the women last season came for a variety of different reasons and all got a bunch of different experiences and results. So I guess those are the basics.
How are you getting people now?
So right now what I'm doing is using all the different networks I have of people who are sharing my information as well as me, and then doing the social media stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. I've gotten some media on the program, and I'm going to be writing a press release based on Shannon's wonderful input there to get more media attention. I want to spread it beyond the Vermont market. I got some really good press last season and, you know, very supportive local paper and some TV stations. So I'm going to spread that further so that, you know, I can attract people from Boston, New York, California, anywhere, since it's residential this year.
Well,
ideally getting interviews, which is something I've done with, you know, people who have radio programs and, you know, websites that tend to have women as their main client.
Well.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. A $299 program where they pay their own food and everything is one decision. A $1,500 multi-day program is a decision that typically requires a multi-phase relationship building. In other words, you have to be out networking on meetups, etc.
Right.
In cities all over Vermont, every day, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. When you sit home, you're not enrolling people into relationships.
Right.
You have to get relationships of people, hand out flyers, go to networking functions, business functions, entrepreneur functions.
Yes, actually I have done some of those.
Well, as I'm saying, I don't think that you can get the volume you want where people don't click and make a $1,500 decision unless they
know. Right, without meeting me.
Well, they've got to be, nobody's clicking the internet looking for a health retreat or seminar for $1,500. In other words, they will go to one of those when someone they know has told them it's good and they should go.
Right.
Or someone that they have a relationship with. Like if you had, I mean, ultimately you want a sales team that you can pay to represent you and that they are recruiting and developing people for you.
Right.
Because it just is a relationship dynamic. And so, one, I see it that way, etc. CEO space is a place that you can go to and get, I mean, you need to be at every event you possibly can be with their groups to be able to get your flyers out and get people to know this is an option. You don't have very many in yet. CEO space is a place where you can get your six customers from us.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a place you're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner with health-conscious CEO executives that own a business.
Right, exactly. And I am very intrigued by CEO space for both myself and for Dave, my partner.
Well, it's the biggest download of business skills and knowledge you're going to get in one time in your adult lifetime, in the rest of your adult lifetime. It's a very much more than you think it is. So I'd say 85% of what we do, you can't see. And if you saw it, there wouldn't even be a choice. But you can't see it. And we aren't going to be able to take 7 days and get it to be well understood in a short phone call. We're just not.
If
we start going through protocols, one of our best teachers who's since died, he started with us back 30 years ago, but he said the problem with CEO space is it takes a 3-day workshop to explain the week workshop.
Oh my.
So it is really very advanced material. But what we do is two things. We get customers for the business, and we guarantee it. So that means it doesn't cost anything to go. When you go, you'll get your money back from the program. And so I'm very comfortable that we would deliver a steady base of clients for you that would make it profitable to go. So that's first. I mean, you'd go to get clients.
Okay.
Second, we would revise your business plan substantially, and we would add in marketing values that would help you get people to go. For instance, if you could get a journalist from the local junior college who's a real good writer, and they could get a free class for writing a magazine, and the magazine was a magazine version of the training, so they could see all the different elements they're going to get with artwork and photographs and testimonials from past clients and your articles, your honey's articles, and that would get you, because it's quite an educational item, people need to have an understanding of what they're getting to buy the product properly.
Yes.
And so
that
magazine has two values. One, we could drop it and send it to just people most likely to go.
Right.
And say, can you tell me what that looks? Well, it can take your zip codes around you and just go to people who have gone to a health retreat in the last 2 years and spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that is your market.
Right.
Now, if we go
Bernie, I just forgot. I forgot the main marketing piece that I have is the documentary that we did on the program from last season, so that people can actually visibly see and hear the participants and see some of what went on in the program.
How long is that video?
I have a 10-minute and a 3-minute version.
Perfect. And that's on the website?
Yep.
Okay. What I do when I put the magazine out is I put the DVD in the middle, like a free DVD.
Ah, right. Mm-hmm.
So they can
that's
just
cool
load
idea.
It to the computer and do it. So it'll get your ad in the center of the magazine would be a full-page spread that's your ad. So the whole magazine, although it's educational, is also an ad. And then the back cover is the call to action. And it tells them to either play the DVD or go to the website and watch the DVD.
Yep.
So that's in the ad copy. So they get how important it is to watch it. And then they get a flavor of what it's like to be there, which anybody that's going to buy is going to do that before they spend the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's great that you've got that. That makes the full circle. But, going to the website without, the magazine becomes, it's by your nightstand. It doesn't get thrown away. You read it all the time. You go back and read it again. You've got the date.
Yep.
And you start to get, and people are phoning you when we get the addresses. You go to onesource.com, and onesource.com will get you all of the demographics that you would ever want in your drive distance.
So that
gives you a couple of, it's basically there's three steady avenues of getting customers. One, go to meetups and get out of the house and do it as many days as you can and be in a physical meeting. Two, get a magazine tool that is going to your target audience and drop it once every 4 months, 3 times a year, to fill your classes up. And have tear-out cards to enroll right out of the magazine. And then have CEO Space 5 times a year fill you up. What you want as break-even numbers, CEO Space gives you insurance that you get that.
Right.
Because
so I'm curious about the types of folks. Go ahead.
Well, at CEO Space, you're having breakfast and lunch and dinner and your hours with the presidents of companies who are all decision makers. And plenty of them need what you have. And now you're talking to them where they give you appointment cards in the middle of the table. And then come and meet you, and I play the short film on your iPad in the lobby. And so at 8 o'clock, you've got 4 or 5 people. At 9, you've got 4 or 5 more. At 10, you have another group. And at 11, you have another. And then you go to bed. Now, it's just like that. That's exactly what happens.
Yep, versus exactly. That's what I've been hearing from Keith and Maura.
Well, otherwise you're staying home and you're not getting the relationships built. And
and quite honestly, there's not enough groups up here. I've joined, Women Business Owners Network and the Chamber and all that kind of stuff, and, they have different gatherings periodically, but I don't feel that those are as effective as something like CEO Space potentially could be. Although one thing that you're kind of confirming that Shannon had actually encouraged me to look at was corporate people, getting some corporate contracts. And I was thinking about, outplacement in particular. It's a place where I think there'd be a really good audience of, women in particular who need this kind of a program to help them with next steps. Not that it isn't beneficial to everybody, but I think that particular population.
I agree. The problem is that to get a corporation, to take on this as a benefit.
Right.
Requires one specialized material.
Okay.
So what you have now is the benefits to the customer.
Right.
And the corporation doesn't care about that.
Oh, that's right. They want to know what it does for them.
Yeah, they want to know how many sick days they won't be off work. They want to
right.
know how much more energy they'll have, how much more
yep.
performance and production they'll have.
Right,
and
right.
And getting them involved in healthy lifestyles creates a community of switched on, turned on workers who, A, won't leave.
Yes.
You won't
right.
have turnover. You'll have loyalty. And
right.
you'll have higher performance and production in the first
90 right.
days.
Yep.
You have to create materials
that
like that. And then
yep.
it takes about 9 months to get one of them. So
oof.
When you go to get a corporation, you don't
yeah.
phone them up and say, let's do something. You phone
right.
them up, and then you've got to go down and have lunch. And it costs money
right.
to fly them to Connecticut or
of course.
Going
yep.
and have
yep.
lunch. And then there's might be three or four of them. And then you
right.
have a contract that they sign that an attorney has to look over. And
right.
it takes some time. And then
right.
basically if data, they have you, and if they get good feedback, they may have you again. But they generally have you, and that's it. They
mm-hmm.
may not have you again for 5 years, but other
oh, wow.
companies
yeah.
will have you because you took that company. So corporate,
mm-hmm.
you want to, you know, be moving through a number of corporations all at once. So when
right.
you get one, you can use them to get others. It's, in other words, it's a very herd mentality. If you say,
oh, totally.
Johnson & Johnson is using us, then Novartis
right.
is probably going to use you.
Right.
Eli Lilly will probably use you. If you say,
right.
Morgan Stanley's using you, then
right.
J.P. Morgan and Citicorp will use you.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Right. Yep. That makes sense.
You've got to figure it's 12 to 18 months to build a corporate business of constant marketing. And you've got to have stuff you send them. You've got to follow up all the time. You've got to get through the rejection because they're booked a year ahead anyway.
Right.
In other words, if they were going to book you, they would book you for 2016.
Right. Yeah, and I guess one of my concerns about corporations is that the type of material that I'm sharing, you know, we talk about not eating genetically modified foods and going organic and things that, you know, may not be pleasing to some of these folks. I don't know if they would even, you know, take a look at the materials that closely, but what's your thought about that?
Well, they will. The,
yeah.
the companies that are the providers of food products that are toxic for us will not
mm-hmm.
have anything to do with you.
Exactly.
And look at you as the enemy.
Right.
So,
right. So there's that.
They wouldn't going to those companies.
Right.
A manufacturing company, a pharmaceutical company, a financial company, they would all be great.
Yeah, probably financial would be one of the best, and my brother-in-law actually works for J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, I think your financial would be great for the stress. I think every car dealer would be great. You know, car dealers spend money to tune up their teeth.
That's not one I would have thought of, huh? That's a good one. So, just given the types of folks that come through CEO space, do you feel like there are matches there that would be open to this type of program for themselves or for their employees?
Well, not everybody, but I think a good percentage
right.
would be more than you'd normally see. I think it's
okay.
one of the more fertile markets you can come to.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, getting you
well, my second
June is not something I'm worried about. I think you'll get all six from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's over $10,000, but you spend it
right
to us. So, but you'll
right
get lots more. You'll get customers for your forward classes, and
right
it'll ripple for a year. But you have
right
a lifetime membership. You can come back 5 times a year and keep filling up your classes.
Right. So, just thinking about my partner Dave and his businesses. He's got a hydroponic greenhouse. It's the new entity of the last 2 years, and he's had an organic farm, and he's looking to basically stop doing the heavy-duty farming and have us do more of a farm-to-table, building out the agritourism piece where we're, you know, sharing information and getting people on the farm to experience what it's like. Are there folks that go to CEO Space that you think would be potential investors in something like that? Is anybody interested in agricultural pursuits?
Yeah. We raise money for projects like that all the time. We have a three-day. Shannon will send you different films, you know.
Okay.
Have you looked at films regarding us yet or not?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did. I have.
Well, you probably
don't. And I've also been talking to Keith and Maura Leon quite a bit about their experience.
Well, I think that he would probably enjoy a film by Michael Drew. That
okay.
I was just at Michael's wedding, and Michael
uh-huh
creates national bestsellers.
Huh.
And so my thought is that you create a best-selling book on all this. And
oh,
Michael,
that's a cool idea.
What we do very well, but he's made more New York Times bestsellers than anybody alive. So if you could, you know, alert yourself to what Michael is about. So that film is a short
mm-hmm
film.
Okay.
And then
yeah, I'll definitely look that. Is that on your website? Or is that
Jenny,
something on YouTube?
I'll send you the link.
Oh, perfect.
Send you the link. So you don't even
excellent
have to look for it. And then
oh,
we're
going
to send you a link for a film called Show Me the Money, which is a film that answers your question about investment. And
okay
tell me about children as far as the age of children.
Mine or in general?
No,
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I'm trying to think of the capital class is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before our main week-long program. So when
okay
you come and get the capital training, that's putting together money for your company.
Right.
That is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday
okay
commitment. So it turns a 7-day class into 10 days. And
okay
I always worry about what the children's ages are because it's better.
Oh, I have. Yeah, no, we're empty nesters. My daughter just graduated from college on Sunday.
Okay, well, you guys sound so young, just like I can.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I've got 9, and I've got 2 left, 13 and 17.
You have 9 kids?
As they all go out on their own, it's a great day for
wow
him, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh, my gosh. It's like a sports team.
Last 2, we can't wait for them to,
fly the nest.
We know, but we're happy for when they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, so you guys could, the time won't be an issue. Now, I will
correct
talk to you.
Only
take your mind. I want your mind to get around this. This is
okay
not, this is as far away from S as flying the
plane. Right. Oh, totally, totally. No, I get that. And I've done leadership training and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but
no, I understand that.
What I'm talking about, though, is more specific. We're not a place. Almost all the places you go to, you get your money's worth. We're the only place you go to that you get your money back.
Ah, that's pretty neat.
You're not going to get your money's worth. You're going to get your money
right
back. Now,
right, and then build it from there.
To this, to build their business. We're a business
right
building machine. Think of it
right
as a new type of trade show that instead
yep
of using a booth to get your clients signed up, you use meals to get to know them well enough that they give you appointment cards so you know they're interested.
Relationship marketing, right?
Yeah, that's it, and we perfected it. We really get, and there's another trick to it. When you're sitting with a group of people networking, everybody in that room, when you look around the room, just force your eyes to look around the room. There's 30 people or 300 people. Every person is contaminated in their consciousness by competition. Competition is the one virus on the human soul. There isn't anything else. Everything else is symptom of the competition. But the source is actually competition itself. So in a networking group, when you look around the room, every single man and woman is in that room saying one prayer. Lord, can I meet one non-crummy person, hopefully not MLM, and get the hell out
of here? Oh, gosh. That's for sure.
That's what they're, that's what they're saying. In our environment, in the whole hotel, everybody is saying, Lord, it's the hardest thing in the world is owning your own business. And the only thing that makes it less hard is another business owner that looks in your eyes, knows how hard it is for you. An honest God will help you. That they ache if they can't help you. They ache if they can't help you. Now, that environment...
That's pretty unique.
I know, but that is what is happening at these meal tables.
Yep.
They are,
right.
are suffering if they... They're not just going to enroll where you get six people. You're going to get 15, 20 people. And you're going to get people that they bring in, that they recommend. Oh, my sister has to get in this. Oh, my brother-in-law has to get in this. And they put you on with Skype from there. Well, they give
oh,
you
wow.
a referral at our place. We have a pre-programmed kit. And you take a three-hour training before you go. And it does things like I'm telling you. It teaches you that when somebody says, my sister has to go to this, you say, can we set up a Skype call today or tomorrow and talk to your sister? And so you're getting the relationship acceleration. You're not waiting. And so it's just a compression of getting clients in a sweeter atmosphere. And we guarantee results. If you don't get results from our place, I will refund your money before you leave the hotel.
Oh, wow. That's quite a promise. Wow.
No, we're Forbes number one in the world for a reason. And we don't fool around. I mean, we give business a process that's ongoing so they can pay once, not be nickeled and dimed, not be upsold anything, and come in a safe space and just get their businesses built, grow their customer base, grow their market.
Right.
Now, I submit that you should have a couple pages with your partner. We should have maybe a separate call and decide and put together what his expansion plan should be and actually design the investment opportunity. So we design it. And then he's way ahead. He's not walking in the door.
Yes, I agree.
He'll have an agenda that's very specific. And
exactly, because he's still in the brainstorming, or we are still in the brainstorming stage of, and he's also in the midst of his season starting now until the end of October. But I absolutely love that idea of having the plan already figured out so he goes in knowing what he's looking for.
Right. And... you know, I think that today's news that they can now get a strain of yeast that will naturally grow morphine so that we can have unlimited bio-organic morphine and we could self-brew.
Holy mackerel, I haven't even heard that. Wow.
The new era, I mean, now Florida doesn't have to vote on pot. They can say yes to heroin and it can be
that is something.
Organically in our little kits that we sell them. Wouldn't that be great? So
that's a game changer.
Scientists have got a yeast strain that they've modified that will take sugar and make pure morphine. Tell
holy
your husband
holy.
That, Janet. Tell him.
I will definitely tell him.
Everybody will be on heroin, road and home. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about once pot is legal, he's talked about the possibility of turning the hydroponic over into a pot growing facility. But
they asked the guys, what do you think the risk of the illegal market getting this and using it for illegal purposes? And the guy goes, well, given the number of meth labs in the United States, and this is so much easier to make, and there's no risk of explosion, I feel that it's almost inevitable, as you can get these items off the shelf, that they will follow our footsteps. And it's like, of course they're going to follow your footsteps. But
oh, gosh, yes.
Getting back.
Huh. Well, to get rid of the black market, yeah.
I think that your partners might want to do this, which is to form a food club in which people auto order a silver and a gold and a platinum package, and it's auto shipped once a month, and it is the product in the silver, gold, platinum that he arranged for shipment. Does that make sense?
Huh, it's an interesting idea, because he's done, you know, the CSA model with people locally that, you know, purchase a share and then they come every week or however they want to do it.
Well,
but that's an interesting idea.
In the shipping part, where we ship it.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
I just don't...
Well, I would imagine that would be desirable, because anything Vermont-grown is given quite a premium.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But people will order an auto ship pack, and you can get the refrigeration, to keep it. Yeah, I mean, UPS and FedEx have them. But I'd use UPS special contract and send them in a night.
Yeah.
And they arrive 2 days later, and they're fresh, and they put them
there's a company named Diamond Organics that used to do that, and I'm not sure if they've gone out of business, but they used to have these beautiful packages of organic fruit and vegetables, and I think they were from Colorado, but I'm kind of wondering why they stopped doing it.
Well, I think they had a family of 2, 3, or 6, and you ordered for, you know, 3 to 4, will feed 6 to 8, and your platinum is like feeding 6 to 8, your silver is like feeding 2. And they choose, you know, go silver, platinum, or gold, depending on how many are in their family group. And they auto order 12 shipments a year. And then it's just per 100 and per 1,000. You know per 100 what you're going to make. You know per 1,000 what you're going to make. And I think we could build that club up. So it's a it's a multi-million dollar business.
That's a cool concept. I think that you know, unless he hired other people to do the farming, he needs to get out of doing the backbreaking work and get into a different angle.
That's what you raise money for. He has 2 small production plants to provide enough material regularly to the commercial wholesale market that is looking for good high-end organic products. And so he has to decide if he's going to stay in the retail side and just get customers through a club and an auto shipment. But he'll need expanded, you know, farm capacity to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think his passion, yeah, it does. I think his passion is probably more around the sort of raising capital to create a small commercial kitchen down at the farm stand so we can do these farm-to-table dinners, bring in chefs, local chefs, have people, you know, get to pick something out of the field, and then the chef prepares it into a meal with some educational, you know, workshops and farm stays, you know, create a few simple cabins on the property so people can actually stay overnight and, you know, do some farm work if they want to or meet the animals, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, the problem is this. Doing that is a niche little hobby to make a living.
Yes, that's true.
And so he can have fun doing that and make a living, but he'll never
build
a business.
Well, yeah, his his living is actually, ideally, is going to be coming from the greenhouse project, the hydroponic. That's the thing that's on track to be able to be a big income earner. So anything that we did on the organic front would be much more of a fun thing and not a required income producer.
Well,
but yeah, you're absolutely right.
What I'm going to do is develop a plan that is a business that in 3 to 5 years you can sell for millions.
And that's a cool idea.
Yeah, and so I want to, you know, talk to him more about his vision and what he wants to do. And if he doesn't want that kind of value that we micro, you know, we will always make our input the size of box the owner wants to live in. We're not going to try and make the size of box get so far beyond the owner that they're comfortable with their own box. We want them to
know
what they're doing more than anything else.
Absolutely, that makes sense.
But we want to give them the options because it's not a heavy lift to move from what he's got now as a beta test to a commercial machine that really has a lot of value because the value is massive tonnage and output of commercial grade organic product. The market can't get enough of it. So that's a
That's for sure.
Key. Yep. Knowledge to create it is what's in deficit. And he's one of the master brewers, you know, he can make here because he knows how to organically farm. And that is not an easy thing. That's a very complicated set of disciplines you have to learn, which he knows like the back of his hand. He's teaching it.
And the good thing, too, about him is that he's because he's so knowledgeable, he also has really great presentation skills, so he can teach this to others. So when we've had workshops, people come to learn about, you know, how to grow organic blueberries or strawberries or whatever. I've talked to him about becoming a consultant.
But let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants a lifestyle company that just supports him, we'll build that. That's on one side of the scale.
Okay.
If he wants to be a multimillionaire in organic farming, that is not the business of interacting with people, seeing people, training them and doing things for them. That is going to be a business that makes him $100,000 to $150,000 a year till he dies.
Right.
That isn't going to make him $3 million a year.
Right.
That isn't going to make him $30 million or $300 million.
Sure.
Okay. Now, if he goes into commercial growing of agricultural products in the organic channel, he can make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And all that's missing is some knowledge about how to delegate and manage.
That's definitely one of his areas he could use help on. Yep.
He becomes the director of the work, not the doer.
Yes, exactly.
And then second, he has to learn with his speaking skills. It's very helpful to raise money. Once he knows how to raise money, he really should do the interaction with people. Let me give you an example. Let's say that we had 1,000 acres under cultivation that he was managing.
Okay.
Okay. And that was going to 20 locations with 20,000 acres under management.
Okay.
And on each of the properties, they had a gift and tourist center where buses of tourists could come see how organic farming was done and buy books and products and things on the way out the door, as well as get into the food club.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his board office as chairman of the board, directing the operations of all of it, and occasionally going down to the airport and getting his private plane and going to Texas to see if he's going to buy this new 3,000 acres and put Texas into the play as well.
Interesting.
So that's going to be, you know, the what we have to choose is I don't want that
right.
life. I want the life
right.
of just a boutique, doing what I'm doing now and having people, then we'll build that up.
Right, right.
We only do one
yeah.
thing. You have a kind of imagination of your
mm-hmm.
your goal of where you want to arrive at the end. We explain
mm-hmm.
financially if that's a well-thought-out business goal or whether it
should right.
be a bigger door. Maybe your door is
right.
like Alice on her knees looking into Wonderland, and we want a
right.
door that a top Lakers Raider basketball star can walk through
yeah.
standing up with his hands over his head. So
right.
we want to know if we want to build that door or
exactly.
go with the Alice door. Now,
yep.
when... We know what the door is. That's now the revised goal that you want to do with your life. Then
mm-hmm.
we shorten the time by years, usually 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we shorten the money cost to arrive at the goal.
Mm-hmm.
We speed it up. We speed up the growth of your business. And that's what
right.
people come to us for. They come to
right.
accelerate their cash flow.
Yep.
And we're the only business in the United States that for 30 years is advertised. The only thing we do is accelerate your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, nobody's did this, so I guess we're doing a good job.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's really good. What's the next session after November 1st?
Our session?
Because you wouldn't be able to leave...
Yeah, there isn't one on November 1st anyway. There's one on June 1st. There's one in August.
Right, but...
There's one in October.
Okay.
And there's one in December.
Okay. December, okay. So the December one is probably the most likely one that we can make because he's just straight out until the end of October here.
Well, you pick the one you want. Our dates are published at 2018. And
oh, okay.
You know, you pick the dates that you can... possibly do it. And,
right.
you know, you're looking at trying to fill the June class. And
right.
our first week of June program would fill your June class.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put up a dollar and get two back, why wouldn't you come? Because
right.
you're making 100% on your money.
Right.
You know, with a, you know, if you mm. come the first time and he comes in December with you.
Mm, that's a possibility.
I would look at it because it'll fill up your June class. And, you know, get the videos that I have suggested. Watch them with him.
Yep.
And then
yep.
Talk to Shannon again. And explore
okay.
the idea that you come to the first one. And
right.
you'll be so surprised. This will fill up.
Hmm. You don't think the time frame would be too short? Well, actually, I have them in for July, August, and September, too, so even if I didn't fill the first June one, I suppose it's quite possible to fill the others.
No. Getting six out of our place is for sure.
Okay.
There's just no doubt.
Hmm.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
And,
okay.
You know, but we will fill up. I don't know, this is probably not clear yet to you.
Okay.
We will fill up all of your events. Yeah.
Just by going on that first experience, you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Cool.
I think
in your
business, we're just, in some businesses, we're more a fit than others, and you're
right.
a perfect fit. Our people
huh.
are interested in this subject matter. It's fairly priced.
Oh, good.
They're getting a
okay.
lot of value for the money. You know,
yep.
this is just really good.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, when I was looking at the pricing, I checked out a site that has this rating system of points, you know, depending upon what you offer, and I realized that my type of workshop, they would say it should be 3,000 and up, and I thought, holy moly, that's twice what I'm charging, but at this point it's,
yeah.
you know, new, so I feel like I want to make it, you know, more
well,
affordable and more available.
Well, I tell you something. I think you're in a good price point. I think you're giving a lot
oh,
of value
good.
To the money. I
okay.
think you are
good.
Underpriced. But so what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, give them value.
Right, exactly. It's the beginning.
Your goal
yep.
is not to raise the price and keep
right.
them fixed. Your goal is to
correct.
Keep the price low and let it build to 50.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ultimately I see myself, you know, doing some sort of train the trainer type of program so that I can expand these around the country so it's not just me offering them.
Well, that is smart thinking. That's exactly what you should do. I was going
mm-hmm.
to say to you, when you come to the program,
mm-hmm.
I would get into discussions with Paul Lindbergh, who is particularly health-conscious, vegan-eating guy.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But he's one of the great strategists on marketing. And talk
uh-huh.
to him about
okay.
how to license people in different states. To,
yeah.
Let's say they paid you $35,000 to become certified, and
they
right. made 80% of the money, and you made
20%. Right.
And
the right.
100 people were now out there, and you got all 100 from our event. And
right.
the 100 had paid you $3.5 million up front to get certified
yep.
in their training. And then you're getting
right.
20% as residual income forever.
Right.
Now
that's beautiful. I like that.
Well, that's a business you can resell for a lot of money. That's
right.
the other side of the scale. Now, that's a big business. That's not a job
yes.
that you
right.
own. Where you're
correct.
In a self-employed solo entrepreneur trap. That is
right. Right.
building a real business out of your intellectual property.
Right. And really, my personal goal is to share this kind of work with as many people as I possibly can. I love changing people's lives and inspiring them to live healthier and be happier.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would do. And I'm saying
mm-hmm.
if we capitalize the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You have a piece of paper?
Oh, yeah. I've been taking notes.
Well, draw a triangle.
Okay.
And put at the top radio expanding cities. And
okay.
then under that, put EMSI Tampa. EMSI of Tampa is a firm that you hire once your partner raises money, and that
mm-hmm.
firm puts you on radio very quickly. So you're
okay.
on this radio show under your brand, and you're basically who they phone for organic farming tips. And it would
yep.
be a very hot
okay.
radio show. And then at
nice.
The bottom of the pyramid on the left side, you put publications, and you put books
okay.
and magazines. So we have the journalists from the university do the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We just hire somebody from the journalist group for $10 an hour on an intern program.
Right.
And we have a ghostwriter write the book. They tape record you guys. And then
oh, like Keith. And, yep.
Exactly like Keith. You could use Keith. And we'd have
sure.
enough money, and he would get the book out in 6 weeks. And
yep.
he would tape record you, get it done, you'd help edit it, and you'd have a
mm-hmm.
best-selling book now on your radio show. And
mm-hmm.
then that would drive a site where the goal of the site is to have people buy into the food club so
mm-hmm.
that they can get unlimited access to videos. You might have hundreds and hundreds of videos.
Mm.
Of
yeah.
instead of everybody coming to retreats,
right.
you're going to get millions that can now learn everything for
some how-to videos.
Month. Well, we mm-hmm. charge $45 a month if they don't have a contract, and they have unlimited access to the radio shows, to the blogs, to the newsletter, to the magazine,
mm-hmm.
to the books on an e-book level. Hundreds of
mm-hmm.
videos and one live telecall with the boss once a month. And they
mm-hmm.
get all that for $45. And they get for a 2-year contract, it's $20 a month,
mm-hmm.
much less than
yep.
No contract. And for a 3-year contract,
right.
they're platinum, not gold. And platinum
mm-hmm.
is $9 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if over 3 years on radio and your book out, we get a million people around the world who want to know about organic farming in their home, and they are clicking your site and paying the platinum membership, and that lets them join the food club with a discount. So if they're no contract silver, they get a 10% discount. If they're a gold, they get 15%. And if they're platinum, they get 20%. But remember, they don't really get the 20% because $100 a year, you got locked in their fee to you. And if you have a million people, honey, at $9 a month, that's $100 million a year with no overhead or anything. We haven't even got the mall. We haven't sold one of your packages yet. So I'm just trying to tell you, your seminar business might be doing $2 or $3 million, and you're netting about $1 million, about 70,000 a month. But it pales to insignificance what is happening on your super organic website. What is the name of your company?
Green Living Now.
Yeah, well, I get the Green Living Now is your website.com?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a good name. It's a good name for the book. And so everything started. You've got everything started. You're ready for the big major league. Now what you got to do is But imagine that you had that life. We're 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
We did a business plan designed to get 1 million people on your website. And over years into the future, that would grow to 2 and 3 million. And what I want you to keep in your mind is that 100 million on a 3-year contract is a guarantee of 300 million per million. So if you had 3 million, you'd be doing $1 billion a year. And I'm saying, what you have to look at is there are millions and millions of people that want this information.
Oh, that's true.
It's a fairly new industry, and the people don't know how to get it. And
and don't know who to trust.
Well, there's going to be dominant brands. And I'm just saying to you, if you come to our program, you'll answer the question that the Holy Spirit's feeding in you, which is, you know, your little heartbeat, which is, how long will you make them wait? Because you're too busy to get the right plan in place. So you'll have lots of problems, but money will never be one of them again. And I want to step you into that.
I like that idea.
Bernie, it's in the top of the hour.
I need you to figure out how to do it. So I'm going to let you guys get to the video and follow up. And then we'll have a second call with your honey when he can schedule it. And Shannon will set that up, okay?
Excellent. Good. Bernie, thank you. I really appreciate this.
So this would be great. And the videos I've chosen, it's out of 100. I've just chosen two, and they're right for him. So they're really his videos, but you'll get a lot out of them.
Oh, definitely. And we'll watch them together. Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you so much.
I'll listen to those carefully for you guys. Okay, thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Bernie. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate your coordinating all this.